going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with Golden Chicken Fingers and a limited edition Golden Blush Puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Once again, from 1971, your song of the day, Maggie May by Rod Stewart. Because it's May 1st, Maggie May, we'll take that. Yeah. Theme, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the starter. Heyman Jewelers, song of the day.
I about talked about this song on the air. I listened to it in great depth with it cranked up like 2 days ago.
Really?
Talks about playing pool. Stealing his daddy's cue. And make a living out of playing pool. Also, Jake probably noticed when he cut the song, there's about a 40-second acoustic intro.
There is.
And it's a very odd intro.
It is.
It's not how the song, you think of the song's going to go.
Nope.
At all. So
cut that part out.
Yeah, you had to cut it because the whole, it's the acoustic, and then you'd have been done.
Yep.
Jake nailed it. Yeah, that was
1971.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I couldn't imagine seeing Rod Stewart back in the day. Seeing the Rod Stewart concert.
He's been at PBA.
Yeah.
You
saw him?
Yeah, he was with Santana. Yeah. It was good.
How was that concert?
It was good. Santana opened. Yeah. I thought they should have flipped him. I thought it should have been Stewart opening for Santana. Okay. It was really good.
I'm going to go with a 9224. Really enjoy it. The incredible lyrics, the whole song. Yes, thank you, Jake.
Sip, yeah. Are you as high in Bill?
Yeah, about that. I'd say 9.3 something, 9.1 in that range. Love the song, always have.
Are you a Rod Stewart fan? I didn't think you ever were a diehard fan of him.
No, not a diehard. There's definitely some great songs.
When a song just kind of catches you, I'm not like
that being the best one. That's the best one.
Maggie Mays is
that's
best
your favorite
song.
Of his?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I tell you what, though, when they bust out Hot Legs, there's going to be some energy.
Yeah, Hot Legs is good.
Yeah, it's going to bring some energy out.
There's okay, no what's doubt. Ellie give it?
Ellie's going to be a 7.6. Dad's going to be a 9.2.
5.6 for Ellie, six, and eight for Derek.
Ellie, just go back and listen to that song today. Would you do that for me? Put the headsets in. Just go back and listen to the whole thing. I think it'll change. I think it'll be a little higher.
Some ratings here. Bill and Bennett, 4. Shamia B, 6.8. The Bandit says 9.6, classic on that one. Eric says, meh, Jake, but good for you, 3.2. Ryan in California, 8.2. John says, not better times, 5.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, oh.
Well,
71. I don't know.
Kent says, Rod Stewart, hard to beat that, 7.7. Mike and Dalton, 9.25. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 6. A little low from the household.
I would have guessed that higher. If someone if I had a pre-guess, that would have been like an 8.5 across the board.
Mm. Pete in Chattanooga, why would he be listening to the show? 8. Who in Columbus?
Bert.
7.
Ooh. See, Bert. Hey, yeah, Bert liked it.
By the way, Bert in Columbus also sent, as of 6:34 a.m. today, there is already a May Day basket on the front porch of his house. Today.
Nice.
Wow.
May Day's alive and well.
May Day's alive and well in Columbus. Thank you, Bird.
Does he have children?
He does.
Yes.
His daughter turns 13 today. Hmm. Now, I thought we saw that age 8, you aged out of the May Day. But hey, 13. Listen.
That's fine.
It's fine.
There might be someone.
Maybe there's
a boyfriend involved here.
Could be true.
Boyfriend
be true.
Involved.
Brett and Bertrand, 7. Iowa Husker Tom, 9.4. He said that is Rod Stewart's best song. Houston, 8. Gavin and Pender, 7.7. Scooter and Rokas is meh, 2.1.
Scooter. Fireworks.
That's right. And from YouTube, I forgot these guys yesterday. I forgot the tube yesterday.
Do the tube.
They got mad at me.
Okay.
Hit him. Jacob, 6.6, not big on Rod Stewart. That's a good score for not liking him. 6.6. Genghis, 7.2, better times. Chris P, 7.4. Troy, 8.2. Al, 6. Bolt, 8.75, better times. Robert, 7.96. And Grant, that's Durant in the bottom.
Yes.
8.5.
And he's back.
He's back from New Mexico.
He's
in Lincoln now.
Makes me feel better.
Yes. So
that would be the first person I would have that would be coming to my house to just to assess what's going on with your drywall.
Well, I could ask. I could have Grant over.
Grant would be, I'm not saying to fix it, but he'd be wanting to be like, okay, here's what's going on. Grant knows a little bit about everything, and it's impressive.
I might bring Grant over to the house.
Is there anybody else has texted in about potential?
I've got a couple people chimed in about contractors. So once again, no Rick Hayman today. He's traveling back from la-di-da.
La-di-da.
Be back in Nebraska here some point today or tomorrow. So that's my song of the day.
Good job.
I'm sure this was, I saw something that I thought of Sip the first time I saw it.
Ah.
ESPN has put out there, again, everything at this point in May is way too early. We did football the other day. Well, basketball, the tournament's in March. It's almost a year away. And we talk about how every year it's, hey, Nebraska's just a fringe team. They're never going to be fully in. ESPN, way too early bracket, puts Nebraska not in, but on the first four out.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sip, I'm sure it's this fine. Made you extremely happy to see that.
It's fine.
Sip's very engaged in his phone today.
It's fine. Well, engaged. I'm reading this story. Yeah. The Big Ten's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
That's the news. Somebody was telling me the other day they'll have 8 teams in the top 25. Purdue will be probably number one. Lenardi is projecting that they'll have 10. 10.
Almost half the cup. Over. Yeah, over half the conference.
10 in. The SEC would have 13. If the Big Ten has 10 in and Nebraska doesn't make it, well, do the math there. So they'll be
11 through 12.
Yeah, I guess that's just.
Nebraska belongs.
No, it is, but this doesn't. Come on. Now, Lenardi's going to do this. Joe Lenardi is going to do this once a month now through October.
But what's going to change next month?
Well, he says it's based on roster movement. And here's what he said. Lenardi shared that they'll release an updated bracket based on roster movement and anticipated offensive and defensive efficiency. So they're anticipating offensive and defensive efficiency. They're going to do this once a month now through October. So we can do this every month.
Nebraska will probably be... Still first four out.
Are they first four month? In or first four out?
First four first out. Four out. They're out of the tournament right now.
Out of the tournament.
This is the first edition.
But as we have pointed out for years on the show, Nebraska, if they're in the conversation for the dance, are always on the fringe. It's never, hey, they're going to be a 3 seed this year. No doubt tournament team. It's always, hey, if they're in, it's going to be barely in. We can't have nice things with the program. Not
the hand
possible.
Just went down. There was a hand slamming. Jake slammed his... It's got you worked up again.
Just want to be nice.
Nebraska ball.
The bubble.
The crown. At that point, hey, if they're first round, guess what? They're playing in the crown again next year in Vegas. We're going defending the tournament
would
title
our, would
in
our guy
Vegas.
Get the same seats? Because that would be worth seeing.
Yeah, Rob?
If Rob could get the same seats.
On the bench.
On the bench.
By Ed Cooley.
By Ed Cooley. Assuming whoever he'd be by. That would be just borderline incredible to see.
I don't think you want to get too worked up, though, about this.
Yeah, I wouldn't. This is way harder for me than the early top 25 in football. This is way because also, if you stop and think, once it gets to about January, the first four out to all those different things, it changes like 8 to 10 teams almost every other day.
It's good fodder for April. Last four byes, Creighton's in that. What's last four byes? Help me with that.
Whoa,
last four
like
buys.
Barely in the dance.
Yeah, that's what Lenardi has. Yes, Georgia.
I kind of like their team right now.
Georgia, Maryland.
Yeah, a pretty good looking team.
I don't get that. He has them as an 11 seed.
I'm looking at it. It says last four byes.
That's like that. You're saying a 10 or 11 seed for Creighton. Then I don't. They lost Cockbrenner and they lost Stephen Ashworth, but they got Freeman in the portal. They got Josh Dix in the portal. Yeah. They got the kid from Charlotte in the portal. Somebody I think from Howard the other day was like averaged 19 points a game. Like they loaded up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm almost shocked that Lenardi has them that low. And I don't like Creighton. I don't like giving him praise.
What did they get from Howard averaging 19?
I saw it 2 days ago. Yeah. I don't know his name, but he's a guard. So another big addition for Creighton.
McDermott.
Yeah. He gets it done. And he's almost done. He's got a head coach in waiting now on the bench.
Last four in, Indiana's in there.
Okay.
Ole Miss is in one of the last four in.
They were a six seed this year.
Yeah. Hmm. They must have. Come on. I mean, it's hard to take it real seriously. It's going to change next month.
Yeah, it'll still
without
be right.
Any games being played.
Yeah.
No games played. That would be hilarious if it is completely different.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, that Nebraska's an eight seed. Just craziness like that. What changed? Well, no one played. And there's no portal action going on. We agree that I don't think there's going to be a bunch of change of rosters.
I don't know.
You think
I don't
Nebraska's
know.
Nebraska's being drastically different in
no,
a month?
No.
No.
They might add one more.
But
no,
you know what?
They probably won't add one more.
I saw there's some metric out there. I'm not sure what the metric is, but it put Nebraska as the second best transfer portal class in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that.
We've questioned some of the, they haven't had, they got the big guy from Central Michigan, Ulig, right?
Just go with the big
guy. Price Sanford from Iowa, and a couple other guys.
Kendall Blue
from St. Thomas. I already forgot who they've added besides that, but Nebraska
doesn't sound like. But
Nebraska was seen as the second best transfer portal class as of last week in the Big Ten, which blew my mind a little bit.
Sometimes it is also it's like recruiting classes.
The amount of guys,
Sometimes the recruiting class is like, well, they're the number one. Well, a team like Georgia is not because they only signed 14 guys because their numbers were what they were.
Yeah, I don't know.
So. There we go. There's your off way too early basketball talk. Nebraska's still already for next year is a fringe tournament team like they always are. When we come back, Mike Schaefer's in here for hour two on Early Break on the Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.